Mobile. I don't know. My daughter evidently has bought something and she wants me to go pick it up. It's near my house. Oh, shoot. I just bumped the screen on the phone and now it's gone crazy. I don't even know which way to go.
Car on autopilot, it'll take you over there to the sports club, KN4TFW.
I tell you, it probably could take me over there. No problem. It's been over there so many times.
That was your overtime day.
Another one. Always the same thing. Never can get out there early. I can try every time. It never happens.
I'd work over a little bit myself.
Some more work to do. Fixing to put up a goat pen, so I get to work on that all weekend.
Yeah.
Get some, well, I don't know if I'm going to go home first or what. I'll get some fencing and stuff and start putting that up this weekend. Driving posts in the ground anyway.
My sister had some, you never could keep them in a fence. And then I saw some the other day that were almost in town, and they had just a little fence, and they were all being good.
Yeah, I guess, because for the most part, having to make sure you got, you know, at least a few of them together, keep yourselves entertained, they don't get bored. That's when they start getting in trouble, about like any kid, I guess.
Been told that they will eat anything.
Anything. They probably will eat pretty much anything if you don't keep it. Like I said, I think that's another one of the things about keeping them entertained. They get bored, they'll eat too.
Talking to a buddy of mine at work, and he said, you get a couple of goats. He said, I was telling about the kudzu we had and on this bank, and it was just covered. And from the front of the house to the back, and on one side, he said, get you a goat, a couple of goats, and tie them up and let them eat. They'll eat it and let them eat a section, you know, clean, and then move them to the next section and tie them up, and they'll eventually eat all that kudzu up for you.
I think that was actually what the kudzu was originally brought here for, as feed for them, or at least some kind of livestock feed.
GPS has gotten reoriented here, so I think I'm going to Pebble Creek.
Participating in a winter field day tomorrow.
Know anything about it?
Day from 2 o'clock Saturday to 2 o'clock Sunday.
What's the location?
Urging everybody to try to get out to a remote spot. You can operate from home, but it's less points. I probably just operate from home and just make some contacts and not submit anything.
There's a hole here. I don't know if you're able to hear me. I'm going to be down for a few minutes.
On that one.
For 2 meters, or is it HF stuff? What's it for?
It's been 2 meters. I think it's all the bands and everything except for like 12, 17, 30, and 60.
Oh, yeah, I just got my check. All I have is a 2 meter 440 radios.
I'm out there trying to make some contact, sure enough.
Frequencies and stuff like that for 2 meters.
Boom, I don't really know. I never contested on 2 meters.
I'm about in the yard and I'm listening in on it anyway, at least. Driveway here, if y'all are still there. Good talking to y'all. This is KO4 GPA and I'll be clear if y'all got anything else.
And I'll hope you have an awesome weekend and look forward to maybe catching you again next Friday. And I've been racking my brain trying to remember your name, but I can't remember it. So I'll say 73, KN4TFW.
Gray's there, KP4CB.
Make those call signs. I'm driving, I can't write them down. Anyway, it's KO4GPA. Good talk to you. Let me clear.
He's KP4CBA. Have a good one. This is, and I hope you have a great weekend. KP4CBA mobile.
Going, Dave?
Yeah, I tell you. Sometimes I get a little nervous because, yeah, sometimes these apps don't take you to the right location, and you know I'm picking up a package, and it has bracelets in it. So I pick this bag up, and it feels like there's nothing in it. And it said it would have my daughter's name on it. Well, it didn't, so I wasn't sure, but. The only other thing laying out there on the porch was a stroller, and I knew they didn't need that, so so I got the bag, and sure enough, it had, when I got to the car, it had bracelets in it.
Up on somebody's camera as a porch pirate.
That's what I was afraid of, you know, I'm going to be at the wrong address and take the wrong thing and that kind of thing. I picked up one other item before I think that was when she was pregnant, and but this one's just a few miles from my house, literally probably as a crow flies, probably about 3 miles maybe.
Well, she must not be local.
I was over off of Lawrence Road, and so down near, it's down not too far from the LEC, so, anyway. So she said, and they're going to be over here Sunday at our house, so it's so close to me. I picked it up, and then she'll just get it from me Sunday.
It worked out for everybody then.
I'd just woken up from a nap, so it worked out pretty good. I tell you. I haven't done anything particularly strenuous today, but I guess when you're 66, you can take a nap if you want to.
Life, I said, we're old. We can do whatever we want, whenever we want. Want to take a nap, ready to go to bed, we go to bed.
That's what they call retirement. I'll be honest with you, I really wasn't ready for it. I really wanted to keep working, but I guess God had other ideas.
Well, the tennis are getting to play now. Annette, how come you ain't playing today?
I got up this morning and played. They had a clinic this morning, and inside the bubble, it's been nice and warm, and that kind of thing. But I just didn't get up and go. So there you have it.
How are you changing gears and talking on the radio at the same time? And holding on to the steering wheel.
I have a legs, and so I use one of my knees. a shift with my left hand, talk with my right hand. Is that being ambidextrous?
I hear you. I wondered about that. Yeah, I used to have, when I ran a CB, I had it set up so I could use my right hand, my left hand.
Years ago, I had a shoulder surgery. It was real simple. They just had to go in. It was bone, scraping bone, and it wasn't anything serious. They called it a carcoid impingement. So I can't even spell that word. And so they just went in there arthroscopically and did the surgery. So my wife said I couldn't drive until I had a 5-speed Mustang. Then I had a 96 5.0 with a 5-speed, and she said you can't drive until you can shift those gears, because it was with my right, it was my right shoulder. And so I took the car out and I got it in fourth and I couldn't push it over to fifth, because you have to go back to neutral and go over to the right some more and then forward to fifth. And so I reached over with my left hand and put it in fifth. So when she asked me, did you get it in fifth? I said, yeah, no problem.
It's a good trick to do it, especially in some of the older ones that has a real long throw.
Because I've rebuilt some 6-speeds and for Mazda dealership, and they're a piece of work, and that's what this is. And this is a short throw shift compared to the 5-speed that I had in my other Mustang. I really like it though, and as long as you know how to shift gears, it's a piece of cake, really. And so anyway, I have a lot of fun driving this car. It's got a lot of horsepower. I took the mufflers off. That's why you can hear it. If I'm just cruising down the road, you don't hear it. But if I step down on any, then it starts getting loud. Well, I'm pulling in the garage here, so I'll say 73s. Have a good weekend, and might talk to you again. I'm going to call a guy here in a minute and see if he wants to play tennis tomorrow or Sunday. Anyway, 73s, I'll stick around for your final KB4CPA.
All right, 73, Dave. I hope you have an awesome weekend and enjoy the family when they come over, and look forward to catching you another day. KN4TFW.
We're POT Mobile. Back in.
Hey, good afternoon, stranger. How you doing?
Fantastic. How about yourself?
Yeah, doing well. Good to see you back at work.
Yeah, I've been back all week this week. And man, did I pick a week ever to come back. It's been a whirlwind. I should have stayed out an extra week.
It's always that way when you come back. All your work is still there.
Have that and double it, really. But that's okay. We'll chisel away at it. But, I've been back at work all week and just get back in the swing of things, and headed out with the boys right now. Going to pick up some pizza and just kind of kick back and relax tonight a little bit.
At Winter Field Day tomorrow and Sunday.
After that, I'm going to hopefully play a little radio outside with my portable kit tomorrow, but we'll see how it goes. Let me jump out of here for just a second. I got my brother-in-law calling me to make sure everything's all right. I'll be back in a minute. KK4POT. POT Mobile, are you still there, Ken?
Yeah, Roger. Everything all right?
Roger that. He's he's a texter, and so if he calls me, it's usually pretty urgent. So I just wanted to make sure everything was good. But yeah, it turned out everything was all right. So yeah, we're clear.
I got some family members that are like that. They'll text you, but if they ever call you, you might better answer it.
Roger that. So how'd your week go? Everything go smoothly for you?
Well, I hear it's a new job and that, and like I was telling somebody, it's like when I'm off at this job, I'm off. You know what I mean? They don't call me. Nobody calls me.
Nice. They got a second shift over there too, or a third shift?
Clock. I think the operators work like 8 or 12 hours. I'm not exactly sure.
Deal. So they got somebody who kind of takes over your position once you leave?
Oh, no, nobody takes over my position. And the thing about this one is here I can only make a purchase requisition. I can't actually make the purchase order like I could at the old place. So there ain't a lot that I can do. And maintenance doesn't work at all on the weekends. It's only call-in.
Very nice, very nice. Well, that's great. I'm glad that's working out for you.
Yeah, maintenance doesn't even work at night.
Somebody on call, though, I guess, just in case something goes down.
Pretty rare.
Man, that's good. That's good. Man, it sounds like a stand-up place. You said it was out there in Spartanburg or something, right?
Of exit 80, Gossett Road.
A good little haul. Well, that's not too bad. It's got its trade-offs, you know. Drive a little extra, but leave you all alone. But I'm pulling into the pizza place now, but I got to go in to get it here. So I'm gonna hop out of here. I'll try to get back on. If you're still out there, I'll continue to catch up with you. But if not, have a great evening, and hopefully we'll catch up with you soon. KK4 POT, be clear for just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna be at the house by then, so I'll say 73. Good to talk to you, and maybe I'll catch you this weekend. KN4 GFW. 4 TFW.
TFW, this is KF4HML. I'm in Rock Hill, trying to see if I could reach your repeater.
Yeah, it's a little bit scratchy, but it's definitely copyable.
Using a Yaesu Handy Talkie 5 watts, and my antenna's in my attic, so that's not too bad, I guess.
No, I'd say if you're on a HT, then you're doing real good.
Are you on a mobile?
Yeah, roger that.
We're in Greenville.
That's a lot of traffic today for some reason, but then again, I guess it's Friday. Got to expect that.
Headed to Greenville lately, and especially I-85 is just traffic everywhere. So Greenville's and Greer and Spartanburg, all of you guys over there are doing great. A lot of growth, a lot of activity.
And any time for me. And by the time I retire, I'll have to move to a different place just to get out in the country.
Got some things to say for it. Rock Hill is not quite as busy as Greenville, Spartanburg, but we're pretty busy with Charlotte and so forth coming this way.
Well, it's good talking to you. I hate to jump out, but I'm fixing to pull into the driveway, and I know the pup's going to want to go for a walk. So I'll say 73, good talking to you. Look forward to catching you another time. And like I said, I'm usually on the radio here about this time, and then I'm on early in the morning anytime you want to chat. But your HT seems like it's making the repeater good. So I'll say 73, KN4TFW.
Just to confirm, Kilo November 4, Tango, Foxtrot, Whiskey, correct? All right, very good. Great to talk to you. Kilo, Foxtrot, 4, Hotel Mike, Harry here. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Number NXE, KK4 POT. KK4 POT.
KL4 LEO listing.
PQ KL4 LEO.
KF4 HMF, go ahead. Calling, go ahead.
For LEO, yes, sir, I can just barely hear you there. Try your call sign one more time.
Hello,
There's just so much static, I can hardly hear you. UCQ KO4 LAO.